Hello, my name is Julien Van Beneden. I'm a director and partner for the group Accueil et Tradition. So we recently bought the Restaurant Vincent. It's a true institution of the Brussels restaurants. And our mission with this kind of restaurant is to modernize the offers, to give back the soul of this restaurant. I'm gonna cook you some. Historically, Restaurant Vincent was a rotisserie, so we were looking for a real butcher, someone who knows about meat, a Belgian guy. So when we met Hendrik Dierendonk, it was really a match. He's supplying us with Rouge de Flandre, which is typically from Belgium. Aged beef, it's for sure it's a trend for the moment, so people like it, but it's more expensive. It's really tasty, sometimes too tasty, so we have both. We do have Holstein and Rouge de Flandre age. He's doing with pastrami, with ham, pâté, amazing things. He's mixing, he's tasting with flavors, with herbs. The chef here worked for 30 years, so he has his own recipes. Everything is made at home, and it's the same for the Skeltemar, for La Taverne du Passage as well. They do have their tradition, they know the product, they know the recipes, and they're really proud to prepare these recipes. So, voilà, we are waiting for expats. It's their mission to show the Brussels typical restaurant to the visitors. Unique. I don't know other restaurant with this kind of tiles. It's a landscape of the Flemish countryside, so it's a perfect place to appreciate the meat of Hendrik Dierendonk. We do believe in restaurants in central Brussels. They plan a huge refurbishment of all the neighborhood. That meaning that we will have beautiful streets and much more welcoming hearts of Brussels in the near future.
Hello, I am Marion Lemaire, the Alderwoman of Economic Affairs of the City of Brussels. My objective is to create a pleasant atmosphere in the historical district of the Îlot Sacré so that inhabitants and international visitors can enjoy the capital's beauty and warmth to the fullest. First of all, in order to open the public space, lots of terrace and menu boards have been removed that crowd the already extremely narrow streets and alleys. All streets will be refurbished, thus upgrading the overall aesthetics of the neighborhood. The new private housing project Gallica at the heart of the district will attract new inhabitants. Toting, which is illegal, will be much more controlled and fined energetically. In parallel, the Team Horeca is going to improve the frequency of inspections in restaurants and bars, emphasizing adherence to health and safety regulations. To sum up, the district is going to have a brand new phase within 2 years, showcasing its wonderful architectural feature and its diverse restaurant offer. I'm gonna cook you some.